Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 14th day of July, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 89 for the Klamath Basin today, another hot summer day. Last time I looked outside, it was quite early this morning. It was clear sky, no chemtrails, but they may have attacked us by now. I don't know. Anyways, let's see what we're the first article is A.G. Sessions. I'm not taking sides in Bundy case, but we have some audio here of a lady there in Nevada, one of the spokespeople, I guess, for the or court watcher or whatever she is there. And boy, you know what? Those courts are corrupt, people. I'm telling you. And this lady, you know, I've been saying this for 20 years, and I've been proving it for 10. But this lady here, as you see, she's of the upper crest. She's of a higher social order. So when she tells you, by God, you can believe it. And we're going to let her tell you as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as I said, that we got this Andrea Parker Soviet rig jury selection in retrial. This is here in that Las Vegas thing. You know, with the Bundys. And apparently, people, newsflash, the justice system is corrupt in this country. There is no justice system in this country. We're more like a Soviet kind of injustice system in this country. But again, here's somebody who's discovered uranium, and we're going to let them speak their piece.
One. All right, so we just got finished with jury selection for the Bundy trial, retrial. And let me tell you, they have officially rigged this jury. No. We might as well live in the Soviet Union. They rigged this in advance. There was a motion that they filed that stated that we were going to try to keep males and ethnic people off of the jury. And so what they did is they used 8 of their 10 strikes to strike women. And we used 7 of 14 to strike men. And then what? There was 4 ethnic strikes, and there was a lot of ethnic people. We had to go through every single strike and explain why. And they didn't accept the explanation for 5 of those strikes. So they took those 5 strikes away from the defense and left all of the prosecution strikes. When the defense lawyers motioned to object to their strikes and let them explain all of their strikes for the same bias, they claimed gender bias and racial bias on us, so we claimed gender bias on them. The judge said, no, they don't need to do that. There was an explanation. She didn't even answer what our defense lawyer said. She moved it around to something else and was like, explain your question again. There was 22 women. So they picked a third men versus women. They only pulled 2 men off. And they used 8 out of 10 on women, 80%. But they used a different mathematical equation to say that that was because there was more women left in the jury pool. And that's the entire jury pool of what was left to take. That's not biased for them. But they didn't have to explain any of theirs. So it left, in the end, with the prosecution having 10 strikes and the defense only having 9 strikes. It is rigged. The U.S. filed these motions weeks ago with this plan to get equal peremptory strikes. Normally, this starts with 10 for the defense and 6 for the prosecution, but because there's extra people, they ruled that they gave extra strikes, so they also gave extra strikes to the prosecution. They said that the defense lawyers tried to exact the exact same jury as last time. They said, how could we possibly do that when there's 2 less people, which means we have, 4 less strikes, and they have 4 more. So how is that mathematically possible? But that doesn't matter, because the judge is allowed to stop what she's doing, go back into her office, figure out everything the possible way that she can to make sure that she stacks this for the prosecution. This case, the government filed a motion weeks ago to get equal strikes, and since they couldn't do that, the judge couldn't do that because it would show her bias, instead they did this facade like they did inside today. Then today, after the jury selection, the government made a motion based on Boston versus Kentucky, alleging this gender and racial problem upstairs. This motion was supposed to be for prosecutors. It's a claim that prosecutors normally try to get African-American males off the jury, and that if they're to strike one, they have to explain why. But now, today, what they're doing is they're using that against the defense to make sure that they can do... So it's not enough that we can't defend ourselves. It's not enough that they've filed and they've granted everything that the government wants and nothing that the defense wants. They won't even give a verbal argument to our verbal argument. They just go off on a tangent that has nothing to do with what the argument from the defense is. And I don't see how we're getting a fair trial inside. This is not going to be a fair trial. This is a facade. This is a show. It is unbelievable. There are no checks and balances. I don't see... I've never heard... I keep coming out here and I say, I've been shocked for the last time. And I'm going to say it today. I've been shocked for the last time, but I'm sure on Monday there'll be something else to be shocked about. What is happening here is a travesty. This is un-American. This is not how our judicial system works. And, oh, on top of that, I was taken outside. I was reprimanded and told that if I mouth something or, you know, look at the defendant and do something again, I will be removed from the courtroom for the entire duration of the trial. This is the first time I've been talked to during this trial. And he used his big, giant voice, "You in the hallway!" Guess who else was in the hallway? All the prospective jurors that were sitting in the hallway. Instead of doing it in between the two rooms or in between the two doors, no, they bring me out in front of the jury.
Your boss?
They bring me out in front of the jury to reprimand me out there. Then they follow me inside. They follow me inside and they do the same thing. They
glitch.
I don't know where I left off, but they brought me out into the hallway and they reprimanded me in front of the prospective jurors. They were giving me a big speech and told me that I would not be allowed back in this courtroom for the duration of the trial. And they were very harsh with me. Then they followed me back inside and talked to a lady next to me that had her 6-year-old daughter there with her, who has been there perfectly angel the entire time. They scared that 6-year-old child for so long that she was trembling in another person's arms because they were trembling in her arms because she was afraid that her mother was going to be hurt. And she said, "Cover my ears so that I don't hear my mother getting hurt by these people." This is so ridiculously wrong that they take me out into the hallway, but then they continue to come back with two marshals and do this in the courtroom. Why couldn't they do mine in the courtroom? Because they wanted me out in front of that jury. They then harassed the lady about food in the courtroom, about food, about a Tic Tac and gum, and the prospective jurors come back eating cake and cell phones going off as they come back in. So tell me, where is the check and balances? Where is the fair trial? Who is going to show up? These marshals say, if you've got a problem, you can come to me. I will make sure that law happens. But they didn't. They didn't stop that juror with eating cake in the courtroom. They didn't do any of that. They took me out in front of the jury and did that to me. And why did they do that? Because of my last live stream. The second we were done with that last live stream, we went inside and were harassed by the marshals. And we are going to be harassed by the marshals every single day in there from now on out. And I can guarantee it. And this is just ridiculous. I'm upset and I'm frustrated and I don't know what to say. Because we might as well be facing a firing squad. There is no justice here and there will be no justice. Turn it off.
How far? All right, welcome to reality, lady. Again, when Bundes went out to Burns, Oregon, You know, that this is what they wanted. I mean, if you listen to Ammon Bundy, they wanted to get this into one of those good old American courts and get this thing straightened out. All they needed was a good attorney and to be in the right, right? Now they're finding out. I mean, somebody like this woman here, I'm telling you people, 10 years ago, they were sitting on the juries when we were standing. I mean, we weren't ignorant like these people. We didn't have some pettifogging attorney in there trying to play to both ends of the spectrum by, you know, operating in the admiralty and trying to pretend to defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We were there doing it ourselves. And the people like this, I sat on the juries, and when that man in the dress said, well, you need to convict these people, even if you find that that they're in the right, you need to convict them. Oh, well, and we don't allow the Constitution in these courtrooms. Well, then these people just, well, they wanted to please that man in the dress. Now they're finding out. I mean, I guess old this tip of the spear, old Bundy there, he didn't do his research, did he? I guess the courts weren't the place to go, were they, Ammon? Well, don't worry about it, people, because we know we got Donald Trump in office, and he knows about all this shit. He knows about the Hammonds. He knows about the Bundys. He knows what's going on out there. And he, you know, he's already stood up in front of the cameras when he was running for president of the United States and said, that Constitution's going to be enforced, right? I don't know. AG Sessions, I'm not taking sides in Bundy case. This is from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a brief reference to the ongoing Bunkerville standoff trial Wednesday when he offered praise to the lead prosecutor. Oh, what now? What? Now, damn it, we all know that they're outside the bounds of the Constitution. We know that they're operating in the admiralty and that we're guaranteed the common law. I mean, you heard a lot of talk about the common law when the trials were up in Portland. They wanted their common law process. They wanted their common law rights. Now they just want the best lawyers they can get to try to get them out of this shit. Because they found out it was long gone. The courts were gone a long time ago. Before, like I said, when Bundy came out to Burns, that was his idea. We'll go to, you know, we'll be exercise civil disobedience. And when we go to court, hey, you know what? We found this in the Constitution. They can't own these public lands. They have no authority out here. They never have. Never had any authority outside that 10-mile square. And, well, I guess you do. I guess I beg to differ. She said that this is not our American justice system. I beg to differ. This is your American justice system. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, you know, what do people don't understand? That there is no justice, man. It's all gone.
The law is gone.
I mean, they don't understand it. No matter if you, they don't even understand what admiralty law is. They don't understand that's the law of the sea. They don't know that. People are dumb. People think they're going to sit up here and just go to, I'm going to go to court and have my time in court. Well, go ahead. You have your time in the cell. Then they're going to take away more of your life's time. That's what they're going to do.
Well, that's
and that's
what,
all that they do, suck away your lifetime.
You betcha. When they came up here to Burns, you know, I was talking about, you know, he came out and he was the tip of the spear. You know, and we, you know, we were talking about the fact that we already knew that there's no law left in this country. There is only arbitrary tyranny being exercised upon the people. And we're saying this as they're doing their thing out there, but they found that, I read it right here. I'm going to read it to you guys in the Constitution, and boy, it says right here they can't have no authority out here in this federal lands. Want to bet? Because we're not operating under the founding documents of this country. We're not operating under the common law. We're operating under a totalitarian dictatorship. And this is what we're trying to tell them. As they're out there thinking, what, you're going to protest and you're going to do civil disobedience and you're going to go into court and you're going to go, all right, this is it. We're whipping it on you. Look here. Look at this is the Constitution. Look right here where it says that they can't. Really? How'd that work out for you? And now we got Mr. Jeff Sessions.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering why they ask such stupid questions like gender and race and all that. I want to know if they work for the government. No. And also, you think they're going to put them in there in an orange jumpsuit and chain?
Well, maybe they'll do them like they did Leroy Schweitzer and put them in a plexiglass box where nobody can hear their voice when they speak. I mean, did they even research? I mean, when they decided to become the new militia of the United States and the leaders of the movement, did they even research any of the past of what's happened in this country? Did they know about Ruby Ridge and what happened to the Weavers up there? Did they know about Waco and what happened there? Did they know about the trials after Waco? where the juries found that, they acquitted the Branch Davidians, and then the judge put them in jail anyway. Did they even look at any? No, they looked at that. Well, I found it yesterday, honey. I was reading the Constitution. It says right here, they can't own no federal. They can't. We can only own post offices and military bases and such. They can't. They have no control of this. It's right here. I got the authority right here. Let's go with it. Let's just go. Ill-conceived, at a minimum. And now we have Mr. Sessions. He's congratulating. I mean, what did he say here? He offered praise to the lead prosecutor, but he declined to take a side in the case that his Justice Department is prosecuting. Well, let's see how he declined to take a side here. I'll tell. Jerry, yes, go ahead.
Also, I guess I learned it from you, but that's a separate branch of government. The prosecutor is part of the
executive,
the president branch, and he's. But I mean, what I think about when I hear that the good, the bad, and the ugly, the three branches of government, they're supposed to be at a standoff, all watching each other. At the end of that show where there's three, they're all ready and armed to shoot each other.
It just ain't that away, is it, Charlie?
No.
I think they all shit through the same hole, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, they all play on the same golf course.
You damn straight.
In my case, the U.S. attorney, he was in there with the judge just talking like they were buddy-buddy.
No. They can't do that, Charlie. That's against the law.
I've never seen justice.
I've seen it once. I kid you people not. I put together a common law court right here in Chiloquin at the Justice Court. I went in there, I fixed the flag. I put the court together and I went in there and I whooped ass and walked out. That simple. It was a common law court and I was in the right, and it wasn't even a task to do it.
Here's what I've seen, Henry. The person that had the big bucks, he's the one that's going to get justice.
Well, when I went in against somebody, they worked for a corporation and they could afford lawyers. And you know what? I set up a common law court and I handed them their ass and walked out the door. If you have the law, I mean, if we had our courts, we are all powerful people. But this isn't it. This isn't even close to it. We're under a totalitarian dictatorship. Period. And this is why, the whole thing with the Bundys was such a farce. These people, when he came, started calling it the Bundy Militia and the tip of the spear, the American militia movement under Ammon Bundy, who's been in it 3 days. Well, this is what happens when you come into something you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. He came to Burns, Oregon with the intent, well, I'm going to exercise civil disobedience when I get in court. I'm not going to tell them about what I got hid in my pocket. I got a copy of the Constitution with a section that says that they have no authority out on these lands. Wait till I whip that on them. Really? When the issue was the Hammonds, like I said, we offered to go out there. They said no. Them people don't want any goddamn thing to do with any militia, because the militia is actually going to stop this shit. And they were the people that actually put this shit together, because it used to benefit them until the communists moved in and started taking over. And then they got displaced, and they were being treated like the rest of us. And this is really what we're looking at here. I mean, I'll tell you what, we got treated a hell of a lot worse than that 15 years ago. Beaten and down, hospitalized, jailed as political prisoners. And I guarantee you there was nobody out there making document of it and going on the internet or anything else going, this is wrong, this is wrong. We were the only ones there. We didn't have no $50,000, $100,000 lawyers. It was just us and what we had learned. And what we applied, and you know what? We knew it better than these goddamn pettifogging mobo concepti lawyers did. To the point, can you imagine going into a court and there's a clerk sitting there and you have legal filings, and they are constructed correctly, and handing them to them, and in a fit of rage, imagine seeing this in a court, a fit of rage, just wad them up and throw them in the garbage right in front of you in the garbage can. I went over and I picked them out of the garbage and I straightened them up and I put them up on the judge's bench, so that the judge could ignore my filings when they finally convened the court. But in the end equation here is we have already done this. We have taken it to the, we know what we're doing, and we took it to the max. We put it to them till they could not speak. They'd get up and walk off the bench because they can't speak because they know goddamn good and well they're committing treason. We're charging it for them in an open court. Even if it is an admiralty court, the record is made. The papers have been filed into that court. They wanted to kill us. They tried to kill us. And now these people, you know, these people who had, I mean, even now, I mean, well, now they're getting really closer to the reality of the situation. But back then, I mean, these people, when Donald Trump, I mean, they had that damn Maggie Rose up on the intelligence report in the morning when she came up when Mark jumped her last time. And, you know, she's talking, well, we're in contact with the Trump people, and Trump people know what's going on. Yeah, they do. And Attorney General Sessions says, I'll tell you, it's impressive when you have a tough case, a controversial case. You think this son of a bitch doesn't know what that Constitution says? That he doesn't know that every bit of this is blatant, in-your-face tyranny and treason that's going on in Las Vegas? Because I'm here to tell you he does. He, in his position, he knows exactly what's going on. A controversial case, my ass. There's no controversy here. What used to be the contract constitution did say what it said. And you've got the top guy leading the battle. Oh boy, yeah, this is your, the champion of the people. This federal attorney who has no goddamn jurisdiction outside that 10-mile limit in Las Vegas, Nevada, inflicting tyranny on these people. Standing up and defending the office and the principles of the law. Boy, here's your attorney general. Hey, you voters out there. Good job. More of the same. In fact, we're going to build on the tyranny that's already been put in place. Sessions said of the Nevada acting attorney, acting U.S. attorney Stephen Meyer. I'm not taking sides or commenting on the case, Sessions said. Just want to say that leadership requires a lot of times our people to step up and be accountable. Oh, really? You dirty, treasonous piece of shit and all you ignorant retards out there that voted. You went out and did it, didn't you? Boy, this is what you got. More of the same. Oh, it could have been Hillary. Yeah, it could have been Hillary. And there would have been no delusion about the situation. Maybe we could have had this shit going by now. But it is Hillary. It's Hillary with a bad hairdo. A worse hairdo. She's got a bad hairdo anyway. But what do you really got, huh? What did you really do for the rest of us, you treasonous pricks? You acquiesced to this for me. And I'm here to tell you I'm going to hold you accountable in the end for this. Every goddamn one of you went out there, I'm right for both. Really? I'm going to exercise my right to put a rope around your frickin' treasonous neck because you goddamn, there's no way nobody doesn't know better than this shit by now. You're cowards! Sessions' comments were significant because supporters of rancher Clive and Bundy previously have signaled that they see a potential ally in the Trump administration. Really? Boy, good job, guys. Did you vote for him? Bundy is a leader of a small government movement that espouses individual rights and principles. He doesn't even know what the goddamn Bill of Rights is, and I guarantee you. They don't have a clue. Supporters of the movement, that's why they got to hire lawyers. Supporters of the movement tend to represent a small faction of conservative libertarianism, one that is viewed as extremist in mainstream politics circles. They're extremists, and they're afraid of people like me. Just like the Hammonds were afraid to even talk to me. Because I would have told them the goddamn truth. I would have told them, there's one way to go with this. If you're serious, you are having tyranny inflicted upon you without question. And the remedy is issue a writ and back it with guns. Because that's where we're at here, people. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll get back into this when we turn in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you. give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow and know they'll find my Browning is clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I seem. I'll learn history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that healthcare? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I'll learn history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Is all a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. And that was Thurman Osley with Don't Come For My Guns or Any Goddamn Thing Else That Belongs To Me that we listened to there at the break. All righty, a drawing for From the Trenches. Mary is sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report and has provided four prizes. The first drawing will be for a pair of Midland Talker two-way radios. The second drawing from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a Illuminade Solar Lantern. The third drawing will be for Curing the Incurable by Thomas E. Levy and Only by Blood and Suffering by Lavoie Fenicum. The fourth drawing, also from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a SWAT T tourniquet. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held July 28, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Mary for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And I'm back into this. Where were we here? Attorney General Sessions speaking, and they're talking about the Bundy trial out there in Las Vegas. We were at extremists in mainstream political circles. In the mainstream political circles, in the occupation of our country, we're considered extremists. These people are considered extremists. God damn, I don't even know what I would be considered. But their view, because they're going along with this bullshit, but their view on the role of government align more closely with current administration policies than than it was with the former bullshit. We got a white Obama is on the hill you got, and you know it, you scum. That was evident in the throngs of Bundy supporters who rallied outside the U.S. Attorney's office when Sessions gave his remarks Wednesday. The supporters held signs supporting both Bundy and President Donald Trump. They called for the release. They're the same guy, don't you know? They called for a release of more than a dozen defendants who were arrested in this case. Meanwhile, Roger Stone, the longtime on and off advisor to Trump, is scheduled to speak at a pro-Bundy rally in Las Vegas this weekend to raise money for the ranchers' legal defense. Now, what does that get me? Like I said, when we fought this, people, we knew what we were talking about. We were individual free sovereigns who understood the goddamn Bill of Rights and the common law. And I'll tell you what, I was poor then as I am now, and I paid for all my own goddamn filings. They tried to give me lawyers. I refused them because I knew that was a part of the goddamn admiralty I was fighting. But see, these people here, they've broken off from the fight. What they're doing now is they're trying to raise enough money to buy their asses out of this. This is what's going on. They're not advancing the cause in any way by participating in the goddamn crime, are they? But I guarantee you, with this one little rally, they'll get more money than this goddamn site's ever raised since it was put on the goddamn internet. Because, well, the ranchers are saying they're the tip of the spears, and they don't know shit about Shinola. They don't know nothing. The lawyers they hire. I mean, like I said, up in Portland, at first they were talking about that old, that common law thing. What happened to that? Wasn't that why you went to go fight to get the goddamn, the people's rights back to them? Or was it just so if you could get that land with the goddamn uranium underneath it? Which was it? Because if your cause was the right and wrong within what was supposed to be our Constitution and Bill of Rights, why are you backing, why you got all these, well, the enemy. Why have you hired enemy agents to represent you in an enemy court? When I went in there, you know what? I stood my ground. They wanted to give me years in prison. And like the last one, they offered me a JAG lawyer because I had established that it was a military court. But because I refused, because I held my ground, man, most they could do is give me a 40 days in jail for as a political prisoner. That's it. You're just going to go to jail 40 days because we have to do something here. We can't get you into our goddamn jurisdiction. So we're going to have to play municipality here. Into the common law, that judge they're all talking about, that woman's bitching about, can't be there. Can he? Or her. She. And that prosecutor, he can't be there either. Why isn't this what they're up there screaming in court like we did? And taking the goddamn beatings we took. And there was no rallies to raise money for us. When we did our time, man, we did it alone, without recognition. But now you got the tip of the spear. You got the upper class, you see, involved in this. They don't know shit about it, but they're involved and they can afford lawyers that can, well, play in the goddamn admiralty, I suppose. But this advances nothing. They're nobody. And it's disgusting. They shouldn't be there. Don't get me wrong. They broke no laws. But goddammit, you either stand on principle or you go hire some attorneys, right? And you go with the, you take the enemy's position. Wanted to hit this one. Trump backs comprehensive immigration reform. No. Now, God damn it, I would have voted for him if we get rid of these aliens, didn't ya? He was going to deport every one of them, remember? This is from the Daily Caller. President Donald Trump indicated he may support amnesty when talking to reporters aboard Air Force One Wednesday night. The president was asked about Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly's comments to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that President Obama's amnesty for illegal immigrants who arrived as minors, DACA, might be terminated due to legal challenges from the Republican states. Oh, it's Republicans versus Democrats. Pick a side and let's kill each other. What do you say?
It ain't so.
I would say it's so, Charlie, but it's so-so. It's so-so. I can't touch it with a pat of puff. It's a decision that I make. This is Trump talking. It's a decision that I make, and it's a decision that's very, very hard to make. Well, no, what are you talking about, a decision you make? You gave a goddamn promise. Elect me, I'll get him out of here. And now it's a decision you gotta make, you son of a bitch? You two-faced bastard? I really understand the situation now that I've went over to Israel and Netanyahu set me down and explained multiculturalism and the reoccupation or the recolonization of the United States for slave labor. I understand it now. I understand the situation now. President Trump replied, "I understand the situation very well. I bet you do." You, was that you talking, or was that hand up your ass of Kushner's? Did he have his hand up his ass when you were understanding everything now? What I'd like to do is a comprehensive immigration plan. That ain't what you ran on. And bait and switch? Is that what we're talking about? We've never seen that before in politics. Now have we, people? Comprehensive immigration plan. Well, legalize them all that I said I was going to kick out. That's why you elected me. No, you elected me to transfer the last year wealth over to my international buddies and have them own your country. And you can be their slaves. That's what you did it for, you dumb fucks. But our country and political forces are not ready yet. I'll bet they'll get ready. Comprehensive immigration reform is used in modern American politics as a euphemism for giving illegal immigrants currently in the United States a path to legal status or citizenship. No, it's called amnesty. It's handing the wealth of our country that belongs to we American nationals over to people, foreign nationals. That's exactly what's going on. God, tell me it ain't. Show me it ain't. They come in here, a portion of what belongs to you and I as American nationals is handed to them sons of bitches. More! Because they want them here, because they want to establish a slave state here. Because they're tired of taking our raw resources and having to ship them clear over to places like China and India and South Korea to have them manufactured by slave labor. They'd like the slave labor right here and a bullet in our frickin' head so there's nobody to complain. During his run for presidency, Trump took a hard-line stance on immigration. Well, was that all it was? It was just a hard-line stance, lying son of a bitch, or what? I guess they can't lie. They tell mistruths, and they take hard-line stances that they really don't mean, and pledge to deport all 12 million or so illegal immigrants. And we all know that it's closer to 100 million, don't we? And he's not even going to deport 12 million. He ain't going to deport nobody, because a billionaire, an international billionaire businessman, deporting slave labor. Did you really buy that? Because we didn't. 12 million or so illegal immigrants in the country. He also said he would immediately in DACA. Boy, however, he has reneged on his promise. Oh, he didn't lie. He just reneged, people. It's a lot kinder word than calling him a fucking liar, which is what he did. Came right up and lied right to your face. Now he's going to let these son of a bitches take what your great grandchildren should have had. Handed over to the multi-zillionaire internationalist, and your great grandchild can be their slave. Hey, if she's real pretty and 10 years old, they can take her up to the big house. And she can be up to the big house with the massa. And the massa can have a good time with your great granddaughter, because that's what you've sowed, cowards. Let's see, where were we here? Oh, 12 million or so illegal, DACA, yeah. However, he has reneged on his promise. And in his first few months in office, nearly 100,000 illegal immigrants benefited from the amnesty program that he declared was unconstitutional, illegal. Man, we've got to get those goddamn Democrats out of there. We got to get these communists. This is illegal. This is unconstitutional. We're gonna enforce that constitution, even the part that says we don't own any of this country. And this is why Trump is not gonna do anything about Vegas, because he's the real estate agent with the ultimate real estate, isn't he? You think he's going to press an issue that says, well, you know, something like what the Constitution is supposed to say, that he can't be the ultimate real estate agent, that he doesn't have the power just to sell this country right off and under you to his international brethren? Trump added, there are two sides to every story. And man, we had a comment come up just before I came up here. Somebody came in. Oh, I got some of them. They brought here as children. And they live next door to me, and man, the dad, he works, he's got a job and everything. I don't give a monk's fuck of what they're doing. They're taking something. I don't let people take shit from me, the things that belong to me. This country belongs to me. I mean, there's goddamn Americans out there living in tents and shit while we're building facilities to bring third worlders in here and house them. educate their children. So because that is the replacement force, isn't it? You're talking about I'm talking about people that have degrees that are living in tent cities. Worked in this country 30, 40 years of their life, lost their homes, lost everything. But they're not important. They're just some goddamn American nationals that own the goddamn joint. What's real important is this goddamn MS-13 gang member that just came out of El Salvador and, you know, came across the border dripping with tattoos. Now he's important. Get some money in that man's hand, like the bitch hanging from the wall the other day. God damn, they didn't just kick her ass over that wall. No, they took her and let her put her feet down on America. As soon as she had put her feet down on America, she's got rights here, don't you know? You don't got none. They've removed your common law, but that common law is there for them because it's more the most powerful law in this country. And so the communists are going to try and say, well, it's for foreigners. No, it ain't. Anybody coming into this country on visa or immigrating or anything like that, they are under the admiralty by definition of our law. They don't have the common law that we do because we are the goddamn nationals of this country. It is our country. We are the sovereigns. They don't have it. When you see these teams of pettifoggers coming out to, and these activist judges, they call them activist judges, they have no authority. They're supposed to be operating in the admiralty, and that's why these aliens are brought before them. But then they start invoking common law jurisdictions that they have they can't do it. They have no authority. They can't operate in the common law. This is how far gone it is, and this is why this thing up in Vegas is so laughable. Like I said, you know, they went out there. These people, they see something, and rather than going and seeing, I guarantee you the Bundys knew when the people started showing up out there at Bunkerville. Man, there's some people out there that know that been into this shit a while. They know what's going on. They came out here with frickin' guns. And all along, remember, it was all the things, leave your guns in your car. Don't put on camouflage. This is a protest. Really? But those people, if there was anybody that should have been, you know, calling the shots out there or in Oregon or anything else, it should have been the people that knew what the fuck they were doing, perhaps. And if you weren't coming for a fight, that was my whole point with Burns. If you're not coming for a fight, what the hell would you even come here for? Because, see, they were playing both ends of the spectrum right there. Because you had Bundy coming up with, this is a peaceful protest. This is a peaceful protest. And then you have the media, all these armed militia out there, armed occupation, armed, 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 armed. Now, it was just all bullshit, wasn't it? Because Bundy, he made it clear, after he was arrested and everything, the whole intent was to get this before a court. Well, now you're there, Mr. Bundy. This is the court that you wanted this. Surely you looked into it and you seen that, justice can be had. All we got to do is, somebody just didn't see this part of the Constitution's what happened. They didn't see that article in the Constitution that said that the government can't own. That's all it is. Somebody needs to put the hammer. Somebody needs to force this issue through the courts. Really? The courts were the first thing they took. And if you weren't a backward know-nothing, you would know that. You would know that none of this shit. Sorry, Charlie, go ahead.
You coolie, you slave, you pee.
There you go. Now you understand it. Boy, they're getting some understanding now. Like I said, 10, 15 years ago when we were in the courts doing this, it was people just like them. And I don't mean to be pissing on people. But God damn it, I looked at it. This is who it was. The ranchers, man, they had cowboy hats on. They were people of substance. They were the upper class looking down at, hey, man, who are these people? They don't even have a lawyer. They're telling this is like Timothy McVeigh stuff and stuff, you know, and Ruby Ridge stuff. Do you know what the hell did they say? This is like at the beginning of the trial I was telling you about. They said, do you know who Timothy McVeigh is? Do you know who was the other one? I think it was Randy Weaver is. This is some kind of people. So when the judge tells you to put them in jail, you got to do it, you see, because they're talking about sovereignty and a bill of rights and that common, worst of all, the common law. Oh, that's extremism. That's like extreme Islam. That common law thing. People. God almighty. And this is the truth of it. And even then, you know, I've told people then, I go, well, you know, it's going to come to them soon enough. And now it has. But the way they come bursting forth, man, we have a real militia in the country now. It's the Bundy militia. And they're going to protest and go to court and they're going to straighten all this out for us, people. Good job, guys. You did a great job. Got Lavoie Finnegan killed. He was probably the most knowledgeable. I think Lavoie understood it. You seen him sitting there with his rifle. I think he understood it. I think he understood a lot more than most of them out there. He understood the reality of the situation and he ended up dead. Anyways, guys, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, Dave, don't sweat it. Kick back, sit down. The Bundys got it, and their lawyers have it all taken care of, and that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!